You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, we've got a piece from Jade.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
All right, so 16-year-old Kiwi Nicole Thornton has started a campaign called I Can't Wait in the Lower Hutt area for people suffering with Crohn's disease who require urgent access to toilets, especially when in public. The campaign advocates for people who require immediate toilet access to be prescribed I Can't Wait cards so businesses can allow them access to toilets without them having to awkwardly explain their medical reasoning during such time-sensitive moments. So I talked to I Can't Wait campaign supporter, gastroenterologist Dr. Richard Stern, who is also the chairman of Crohn's and Colitis New Zealand Charitable Trust. I then interviewed Mayor Campbell Barry of the Lower Hutt area on his support of the campaign as well. But up first, here is Dr. Stern. A recent study shows that 90% of people living with Crohn's were afraid to leave the home at one point, and that 13% are afraid to leave their house at all times. How can the I Can't Wait campaign that you're advocating for help ease the potential anxiety people with Crohn's and colitis experience when leaving their home?
In 2017, a 12-year-old girl named Nicole Thornton brought a petition forward to Parliament requesting that there actually be a law mandating that businesses give access to people with medical problems for which they might require to use a toilet urgently in the event that a public toilet isn't available. The petition eventually went to the Health Select Committee, where there were hearings. Nicole testified, several patients testified, doctors testified, stressing the importance of a law. Unfortunately, there was some resistance by businesses that didn't want more regulations. And what came out of the health committee was the recommendation that there be a campaign of education and also that businesses recognize what we call the I Can't Wait card. It's a card issued by people for people with medical problems where they might need to use a toilet urgently. And more or less, it says I can't wait on the front, and it explains that the person has a medical condition where they need a toilet. The problem is that a lot of businesses will have a policy that their toilets are only to be used by employees. We've all seen restaurants where there's a sign over the toilet saying for patrons only, which does cause a problem. I don't think that it's really lack of compassion on the part of employees. A lot of times it's just the policy of the business. Unfortunately, it results in a lot of people having accidents. And this is what creates the fear for people. So Nicole's campaign is all about is to encourage businesses to put a sticker in their windows that they honor the I Can't Wait card. What it would do would be it would give people the confidence to leave home. Our vision is that every city throughout New Zealand will have participating businesses. So if anyone walked down the main street, they would likely see numerous windows displaying the stickers, and just knowing that a toilet is available in the event that they need it urgently can make a big difference. You know, the truth is most people probably would only very rarely have to go into a store and ask to use the toilet in the event that they really needed one urgently. But it's just the knowledge that there is a place available, that they can walk comfortably, go shopping, go out to eat with their friends, meet people downtown, without having to take a change of clothes, without planning ahead of time where all the public toilets are. It really has the ability to change people's lives.
And how do you think we can convince these businesses to take on this sticker in their window? Is it through just informing the public and potentially walking to these businesses and letting them know?
I think it's going to take several approaches. One, like we did in Lower Hutt, is we approached the city council, and they embraced the idea. The mayor was strongly in favor of it and gave us his full support, and he was at the launch of the campaign. He talked about how city councils can encourage businesses to participate And as an example, he's putting the stickers in every public building in Lower Hutt. I understand the Upper Hutt City Council is also interested in participating. We also got tremendous support from the Hutt Valley Chamber of Commerce that's also participated in the launching of a campaign. They actually planned the event. They got media involved, which is another avenue for increasing awareness. But a lot of it's just going to be at the grassroots level. We have people all over New Zealand with medical conditions. There are 20,000 people in New Zealand with Crohn's and colitis alone, not to mention people with other illnesses that might need to use the toilet urgently, for instance, MS. And even pregnant women might apply for the card. But a lot of it is going to take, just as you suggested, walking into businesses, asking them to participate, and really appealing to their compassion and understanding. And it also gives us the opportunity to explain why people might need a toilet urgently. We have brochures explaining the campaign. Problem is, when people walk into a business and say, I really need to use your toilet, it's an emergency, they show them the I Can't Wait card. If the people aren't informed or they don't have an understanding of the situation, it puts the person in a position of explaining their medical histories to a stranger, and a lot of times there's not time to do that.
All right. That was Dr. Starn on his I Can't Wait campaign, and next comes Mayor Campbell Berry of the same area on his thoughts. Around 20,000 people are living with Crohn's and colitis in New Zealand, which makes access to toilets a significant factor when people want to go out. Already, some businesses often have a paying customers only policy when it comes to use of their toilets. Do you think what has happened in the Lower Hutt will help persuade businesses in other parts of the country to get on board with the I Can't Wait campaign?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is about really education and getting the message out there to our business owners of the impact that Crohn's and colitis has on people in their everyday lives. And I think that any business owner who understands that, you know, if you have Crohn's disease, for example, and you simply cannot wait and you need to go to the bathroom, that I'm pretty sure that most would actually get on board. So it's really around the education and promoting and understanding what this means for people who have it and getting people on board to support that.
That's great. Yeah, I talked to Dr. Richard Stein earlier, who's also on the campaign, and he said that grassroots activism would be really important when it comes to spreading awareness of this issue. What are other issues that may prevent other businesses or areas from getting involved, do you think?
Oh, I think, there's naturally going to be a reluctance from some business owners generally maybe to open up access to their bathroom facilities. But again, I think if we can educate and explain the necessary reason why and why this is so important, that most of them will get on board. And really for me, I'm really proud to be launching this in Lower Hutt, and we have some fantastic local activists in Nicole, who's done a great job, and also Dr. Richard Stern. Their efforts have been incredible. And I suppose it's about laying down the challenge to the likes of Phil Goff in Auckland and others to be doing the same.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.